Hey there, it is Simon here from Semi-Organized Chaos, and I wanted to let you know that I have launched another podcast with a good friend of mine. Her name is Michelle Laurie. She's an Australian comedian. The podcast is called Can We Be Real? It is available on all podcast platforms, so you can search for it right now. Can We Be Real? We drop an episode every Tuesday and Thursday. Basically, the premise of the podcast is that our listeners share secrets with us, deep, dark secrets, and then we dissect them. So if you want to check this out, search Can We Be Real right now, and here is a bit of a taste for you of Can We Be Real, available Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Can We Be Real?
Mm. And we got to be. How are you today?
Great, thanks. Shush, now I'm excited. Stop trying to derail this because you're pretending to be humble. Matthew, he's pretending to be humble,
mate,
because
I told. I'm actually not humble about this.
No, I know you're not. I told Matthew.
But let's. How do you know? And Matt was there when I went off at the bar, remember?
No, I wasn't even going to bring it up from that perspective.
Let's do it, though.
Oh, why are you doing that shoulder at me? See, why is he doing that defensive shoulder? This has gone crazy. I was reading a story yesterday about Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
This is not about the argument we had in the bar.
Oh, okay. It wasn't an argument. We always sound on this podcast like we're arguing in bars.
Is this the same time when the person that worked there came over and asked if you were safe?
No, this was a different time.
No, you were there.
This is the time you were there.
It wasn't an argument.
That's what bringing up.
It was
that last time when we were.
Remember how I said, don't challenge me or whatever?
No,
what did I say?
We were talking about doing live shows.
Yeah, I was like, I can do it. And Michelle was like, we can employ this other person. I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
I run everything.
That's what he thinks this has come out of. And it hasn't. Oh, you think I think about you 24 hours a day?
I think about you 24 hours a day, mate.
Yeah, well, you should. But honestly, I was reading a story about Jennifer Aniston yesterday because Morning Wars is back, which we love.
We love it.
Yep. And the story was about how she's America's sweetheart. We all love Jen Aniston. I do. But she's got some friends who are just loose gooses, who are lunatics, who a lot of people go, think are problematic, right?
Yeah.
From Chelsea Handler to Jason Bateman, who I love, but he's starting to get a few detractors around the place. Anyway, and Ellen.
Yeah.
People in this story was like, oh, she's besties with Ellen, who everyone went off, right? And I thought, oh, my God, we've got to get Bags to tell us the Ellen story. Now, I've only heard it once years ago on radio.
Did I tell you on the radio?
You did. Of course you did.
Fucking hell. What a wanker.
It's an amazing story.
And it's not amazing.
Oh, God, you know it is. And I thought, you've never told Matthew, and you're going to love this story. And I was like, oh, tell us the story. And then you immediately got shouldery about it. And I was like,
mate, the shoulder is just a bit of fun. It's a bit of Freddie Mercury for you.
Oh, okay, fabulous. All right, good. Because I don't want you to think that I'm like setting you
up.
No,
I don't think you are.
No, story.
I know you're always coming from a genuine
place. Because sometimes you go, well, who else has got on Ellen? Like that. And I'm like,
hang on
nobody
a second.
Else got
hang on
Ellen.
A second. Now, what the statement that I said at the bar that you were there,
Matt. Because
this is true. I said, look, there's only two radio shows in this fucking country. This is how I got. Right. Yeah. I got a bit shaved.
This is how she gets.
Sometimes she gets like this.
This is how she gets, okay?
The shoulder comes out.
Okay, so
there's only.
This is how she gets.
It's just sometimes you got to, this is a lesson for your Matt.
You got to back yourself.
Okay, Louise.
You got to back yourself.
Yep.
And sometimes you got to show your value. No, but I don't always back myself.
Okay.
But in this scenario, I feel like I can. So there's two radio shows in the country that have been on American talk shows, and that is Hamish and Andy. They were on Jay Leno. And then this breakfast show on the Gold Coast, which is what I did with Moira.
Who was on that breakfast show?
Moira.
And you.
Yeah.
Moira, we love.
Moira, we love her. She's fantastic. And we ended up going over to LA to be on the Ellen DeGeneres show. And
start at the beginning. This is a really great story.
Well, I really enjoyed Ellen because you did breakfast at the same time up in Brisbane. And so we'd finish work and then usually you'd come home, you'd be tired, so you'd lie on the couch and then Ellen would be on. So
this
I'd be like, watch
heyday,
this shit.
The heyday of Ellen.
And I really enjoyed it because it was kind of like breakfast radio but on TV. So it was getting celebrities on and she'd dance and do all the stuff and, all the things that Michelle hates about her. I love her.
I fucking hated it.
And she came across like a kind person.
Oh,
yeah,
big
time. It was really back in the heyday.
Totally.
It was. Remember when she had those two little girls, two little cute girls who wore their ballet costumes? It was before the Grace and Chance. That was for me when the wheels came off, when she got that weird kid and tried to make him Justin Bieber.
Mm.
His name was Grace and Chance, which always to me sounded like a name made up by Tina Fey. It always sounded like it was the whole thing was a comedy show.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody, look who's here. It's Grace and Chance. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, she came out on the show and she said, look, I want world domination, right? Get this show as big as I can.
It was.
At that point, it was big, but it wasn't. I think this is very early days.
Gosh.
And so she was trying to get on the Warner Brothers lot into George Clooney's little area and get she was doing all these little challenges, right? And so I thought, oh, well, she needs to come to Australia at some point. That would be exciting.
Yes.
You know, bring the show down under. So we decided to, how did it begin? We came up with the idea on air, like how random would it be if Ellen came down and did a show from Warner Brothers Movie World on the Gold Coast? I think that's where we started.
Perfect.
Right, because we're like, Warner Brothers, there's a link there. I think that's how it started. And then we were like, all right, we need to get her attention. So we created a beach dance on the Gold Coast and we got the Today Show to do the weather from there.
Oh, brilliant.
And we we encouraged our listeners to come down. We had 2,000 people down there and we broadcast from the beach and then they were all dancing. We got the footage and we sent it over to Ellen. And then she.
What did they dance to? Like, was it a?
It was a Black Eyed Peas song.
Oh, perfect.
The actual song was "I'm a Bee," the Black Eyed Peas. That was a big song at the time.
Okay.
And so we sent all the footage over, and then she came out in a monologue about 2 weeks later, and she's like, "Hey, Australia, I've seen what you've done.
Oh my god,
it's fantastic. I'll get there someday." Okay. Right? And right. I was like, so everyone else would have been like, that's great, right? And I'm sitting at home watching the TV like, that's not fucking good enough.
Oh.
Like, get the fuck down here.
Yeah, right? Just, no, Ellen. Just, not good enough.
Well, I was pissed off for us. I was pissed off for the 2,000 people that turned up. I was just pissed off.
Pissed off for Australia.
I was pissed off for Australia.
Yeah, great.
So I was like, fuck this shit.
Yep.
So then we were getting a lot of the artists that were rolling through, you know, like Usher and Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell
back
and all these guys.
Back in the days when people used to come. And the other week when I was talking to Fifi Box on her radio show in Melbourne, she said to me, mate, no one comes anymore. Because she was reminding me, she said, God, remember we used to run into each other all the time.
Zoom's changed everything.
Yeah, well, she reminded me, she and I used to run into each other all the time at junkets.
Mm.
We'd both be standing there waiting to do our interview with Steve Carell or with Usher or with, you know, Gwen Stefani or whatever.
Mm.
And they'd be in a hotel room and we'd all the breakfast shows, everyone would be out in the hotel room next door and you'd go in one by one and do your interviews.
Yeah, it's literally like what we're doing here.
Yeah.
We'd be sitting in a room like this.
Yeah.
And then Usher would roll in.
Yeah, Usher.
Yeah.
And she said...
exact same as this then.
Yeah, and she said, no one comes anymore, mate. But in those days, everyone used to come. So
this is 2010.
So clever. So did you get all of them to say a message to
you? Well, so you know how in the radio world, you'd do your interview and then there'd be a producer that would come in and go up to Usher after and go, now, can I just get you to do some IDs for the station?
Yeah.
Now, IDs for the station are like, hey,
Gold Coast, it's me, Usher.
Yeah.
Just saying, hey, love it. Keep
on
it locked
CFM.
On CFM.
I only listen to CFM.
Yeah.
Like when I'm on the Gold Coast, I only do all this shit,
listen to Bags and Moira.
Yeah,
on CFM.
Right, so I was like, well, that's a waste of fucking time.
Yeah.
Because, like, as if anyone believes that shit,
yeah, right?
So I was like, I'll use that time.
Plus, we've got that one he did 2 years ago when he was
sick. We can recycle
it. Just keep that.
Yeah, but they got rid of the brekkie guy, so we've got to change it up, right? So, anyway, so I used that time slot.
Hey, Ellen, it's Usher. Why don't you get Bags and Moira to blah, blah, blah?
Well, yeah, why don't you come down to Australia?
Oh.
So what I started doing was building up this catalogue of all
gosh.
These celebrities, right? And I know that she works with the celebrities.
Hey, Ellen, it's Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
Why don't you come to Australia?
Right? Yeah. And so we build up this back catalogue. So they're over there going, who the fuck are they? really want this.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck do they want from us? So then we got to the point where it was going to end. Like, it was just kind of like going to fall over.
Don't you hate that? And your boss starts saying to you, guys,
mate, just give up.
This is going nowhere.
Yeah.
What's your out?
And I was like, I said, we need to go to LA. Right.
Yeah. What it is we've just realized that the only way this can end well is if we go to LA.
No, so I lied to the bosses.
Yes.
And I said, they've invited us.
Oh, wow.
So I've said, guys, they've invited us on the show. We need to go, right?
Yeah.
So we met with Gold Coast Tourism. Oh, mate, this is a whole... This is
brilliant.
Yeah. And I said, yep, we're going to be on the show, right? They gave us a budget to get the show there, right?
So all you guys have to do is pony up the flights and the accom and then we're going to be on Ellen and we'll mention you.
And then we're not confirmed or anything like that.
No,
right?
But you've conned
Gold Coast Tourism.
Your boss and Gold Coast Tourism. And
we are going to be on the show. And this is going to be a great promo for the Gold Coast guys.
Brilliant.
Right? You're a tourism town. So we get there. But also, I was so confident that once I told them we're here.
Right. Told Ellen.
Ellen's the producers. Because I was on the email contact, right?
Yeah.
I was like, we're in LA.
G'day, guys. It's Bags. Listen.
No, I didn't do it like that. What I said was, so on their side of the fence, I said, we are in LA and we're doing a week of shows from LA. While we're here, would we be able to come and see the show?
Brilliant.
So we go into the audience.
Foot in the door, that is.
Foot in the fucking door.
Yeah.
And then Mary Connolly, who you can, she's the older lady that's on the show, that's the executive producer, if you've ever watched it.
I've never seen it in my life. But
fans of the show will know.
Okay.
And she gestures to us when we're in the crowd. Right? Of like clapping into the ad breaks and all that kind of shit, right?
Wait, hang on. So you've done this whole thing. Like, you've got Gold Coast Tourism to spend the money. Your boss has been like, yep, doing it. And so far, you really are just in the audience.
So
you
far, we're no just lock. Sitting in the audience. This is the day before. Yeah, so this is the day before that we're seeing. You can Google this, right? Just Google or YouTube. Ellen welcomes special DJs from Down Under or some shit. Oh, yeah. So there's other bits to this, which are, as we're on the day that we're at the airport to go to LA, Oprah comes out and goes, we're going to Australia, right? And I'm like, fucking hell, man. Like, what the fuck? And John Travolta's there on the fucking thing and all this shit, right? And I'm like, I feel like the world is against me.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah. That's okay. She wasn't coming straight away, was she? She was just announcing she was coming later.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, we're in the audience. And then the executive producer waves and she's like gesturing to us. And then they go to an ad break. And then Ellen comes up into the audience and she's like, hey, guys, well done on everything that you've done. This is wild, right?
What was that like to see her up close?
Fantastic. Because she says, you know, I'm a fan. So yes. I was like, fuck. And we're all like, and she's been really cool with it. Like, it would be like you going up to a fan or whatever. You're just talking to them, right?
Just like a normal person.
Right? Just treating me normally.
Yes.
Right? Like, I know you're low and down there, but I'm going to be your friend today.
Yeah,
right?
I'm going to make it. Yeah, feel, special seem for you. Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
for a few moments.
So, yeah, but she goes, "How the fuck's Oprah?"
Did she go? Right?
Like, she made a joke about
that's
it, right? And I think that because of the timing of Oprah coming out on our flight,
this is funny,
right? And they saw this as a moment to actually play all of our stuff and be like, and so that's the actual joke that she makes in the segment. She's like, "How's Oprah?" Come, like, you know, stealing your idea, guys.
Funny.
Because that's their opportunity to be like, well, no, it was our idea first.
Yes.
And I think it was just luck that we actually ended up getting on the show. And then if you watch the footage, you can see that's the moment that we're actually on the show for like 5 minutes. And then they dunk Moira and we raise money for charity for breast cancer.
This is kind of good. You're here.
This is amazing. This is so weird for us. We got to meet you yesterday in the audience. Yeah. You are the nicest person in this world. We love you.
Thank you so much. I kept getting updated a little bit that y'all were doing this. And of course, I haven't been able to get there. I'm sending Oprah instead. So,
nice. Thank you.
That was my idea.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. But yeah, like a bit of lying.
The lesson
here is
lie
a bit. And you get some shit done in life because people say no a lot.
Couldn't agree more. Not agree more.
If they don't have the vision, then obviously, like I said, there's a lot of luck in that. But like,
it's
a funny one.
It's like an episode out of every great sitcom, isn't it? Where the guy goes, yeah, we're on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on there. Yeah. They're waiting for us. And you just
have to make it happen.
Did Moira know the whole time that you weren't quite on?
No, Moira. So Moira was she had just had a baby.
Yeah, she's
right?
A sweet, genuine person.
And I know Moira, because Moira and I have joked about this now since we worked together recently. But Moira was just kind of not in this like new baby.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of energy. She was like
asking a lot of questions.
No, but she was also like, when I said, "Hey, we're going to America," right?
Yeah.
She said, "Can't we just get Ellen to jump on Skype?"
Oh, she's so sweet. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I was like,
she's like, and then I can have a nap.
Yeah, and then so she didn't really give a fuck.
No.
Mate. But then, you know, she got this great moment on the show. She's the star of the bit on the show as well. Like, she's the one who gets dunked and all that. I think she realizes it's a fucking fantastic thing
God
that we did
bless
in the end.
Her. Yeah.
But like,
Yeah, it was this really funny thing of like she was just in this zone of as you would be when you're a new mum.
Oh, like, I've been there. Yeah, I've been
I don't
like,
care how big Ellen is made or whatever's going on in your life. Like, yeah,
I'll go to America or not. I don't give a fuck.
Right?
To be honest.
Like, yeah, and all I was like a bulldog. Yeah. I was just like, babe, I'll pay for babysitters. Like, what do we need to do?
Oh, that's so great. Yeah. Well done, Tommy.
That was funny.
Tommy Little and I nearly got to go to North Korea, which I know it's ridiculous, but we tried everything you've just talked
about—lying,
bullying, doing it
on
air.
There's no bullying on my side.
No. But when I say bullying, I mean like just doing it on
air.
Being dogged. And making it sound like it's just happening to the point where the boss has to go, okay, I guess it's just happening. But in the end, we couldn't get like insurance because it's a war zone. And then. Like, and we had listeners desperate to come with us, and we were really pushing it. And and then an American guy got like kidnapped there, and
it put a stop to it.
Yeah, that was pretty much the end of it. Mm. But we were so keen to go to North Korea. Yeah. So you did it. That's brilliant.
Just keep saying no to me, mate, and like shit'll happen.
I don't say no to you.
No, you don't. No, what I'm saying is if you say no, I will, like, I don't know why that makes me angry. You know, like,
and
I don't.
You know, I don't like being angry.
No, what I mean.
I know exactly what you
like,
mean.
When Ellen said no on on her monologue, I was like,
No, it's a great, it's inspirational. Somehow we're going to make a meme out of it because it's good inspo, man.
If you want something else, if you just Google Harry Styles push ups, I also beat Harry Styles in a push up competition.
Shit.
So just, you know, another thing that's out there.
God, I can't think
of... If we're just using this as my opportunity on Can We Be Real to Brag?
Yeah, could we? I mean, I just can't think of anything...
You've done shit, mate. You've done a lot of shit.
I can't think of
anything. I don't think you look at it the same way I look at it, though. Like, I look at beating Harry Styles in a push-up competition as like, can you imagine when I was single? Like, how much I was wheeling that shit out there.
Yeah, that is very, very cool. Yeah.
Ellen wasn't as cool.
Oh, look how cute you are.
Both of you.
Yeah, both of you had hair.
Yeah. Oh, he's got great
hair. He's still
got hair,
but I can't tell. Like, you both had the same hair.
Yeah.
Oh, cuties.
Mate, that's got 170,000 views.
Mate. Yeah, well, we've got heaps more on Can We Be Real, so.
Yeah, so. Oh, chin-chin. Everyone's drinking up. Oh, God.
So, but no, so what about, you must have some kind of, and I know that you don't look at celebrity the same way I do.
I forget. I can't remember anything. But honestly, nothing comes to mind.
Really?
Nah.
But also, this is the other thing. I think a lot of your radio shows weren't built around celebrity.
No.
They were built around your comedy and your co-host comedy.
Marty Shergold wouldn't let them in, so that was one thing.
Right.
And any celebrities in. I remember one time Little Mix were in the building and the girl, the blonde girl, had just broken up with Zayn Malik and I walked out of the studio and I said, we were still in the building. I went, oi, Little Mix are here. That blonde one there, she just broke up with Zayn. Like, this is a big story, guys. And he goes, I don't think so. Nah. Okay, come on, Marty, please. Like, it's a big story. No.
But I actually, you know what? I know it would have been frustrating for you as well because you enjoy pop culture and you love pop culture.
I was like,
that would have been really frustrating.
They're literally right there.
Yeah.
She's right there, mate. Come
but
on.
But I also, what I admire about your show, this is the Nova Drive show that I'm talking about, is that you didn't need that. And we all built radio shows
on. I know
on,
we didn't, but I was like, she's right there.
Yeah.
Just fucking... Right then.
There was also one time where Matt and Michelle were together, that they had an
Matt
interview.
Tilly.
Matt Tilly, you two, were booked to chat with Fifth Harmony, but they weren't there. You guys weren't there.
Yeah.
And the girls were in. And Sonia, who was there at the time, said to me, you've got to interview Fifth Harmony on Twitter, because it was a big thing at the time, right? They were like, oh, we're going to be on Twitter and Twitter Live or whatever.
Right.
And so I was like, okay. So I was in that studio that we were in, and then I did a big fart.
Right? Oh my God.
And you know how you kind of come in and you can see them walking in the window,
yes.
Right? Sonia's buzzed in and gone, hey, the girls. And I've gone, don't let them in. I just did a big fart. And then all five of them walked in.
Oh my God.
And
you crop dusted Fifth Harmony.
I just had to say it. I just had to go. And they're all fucking hot, right?
Oh, they're stunning.
And I was single at the time. I just had to go, I'm so sorry, girls. But I just had to say.
See what I mean about him just saying things? It's so funny.
You know how big that room was?
Yeah. And it's an airlock.
I was the only one
in there.
It's
an airlock. It's designed not to let air in or out.
So I had to say, guys, this is me.
I'm so sorry.
This is me, guys.
This atmosphere is me. Fuck, were you there the day we spoke to Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
And I asked her a question she didn't like, and she pretended... She made a dog sound and pretended to be interrupted by a dog.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was just
she made a dog sound.
It was just after she licked that donut. Mm. Remember that video came out where she was mucking around with her boyfriend, and when the donut shop person turned around, she leaned forward and licked at the top of a donut.
Yeah.
And stood back, and they were both giggling because she'd licked this donut that was on the counter, and there was CCTV, and it went viral. And I said something to her about something licking the donut, and then she just went.
Yeah, didn't want to. Yeah. It was weird.
She goes, oh, sorry. Wait, I'm sorry. That's my dog. No, she's on the phone.
On the phone, yeah. Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I can't hear you. That's my dog. It was hilarious.
Do you remember when Kelly Osbourne was quite, she did a bad interview with you and Matt, and then she actually called back and apologized. Kelly Osbourne called back and said, I just did a shit interview with you guys.
Right.
I'm really sorry, I'm in a bad mood today, which I fucking love Kelly
Osbourne
for this.
Yeah, that's right.
And then she goes, I want to do it again. I don't want you guys to have that shit audio of me.
Yes.
Can you delete that and we'll do it again? And I've always liked
that. That is cool. That is really cool.
I love her. I think she's just...
Best. I just remember my favourite thing that happened in that room was Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, my God.
I remember that.
Wu-Tang came in. It was unreal. And they rolled in straight from the studio. They've been in the studio all night.
That's right.
And they were amazing fun. And they...
And you were big fans, and also... So you've
massive.
Been working with Tommy Little, who also really wanted to meet
it
them, but he was spewing
it
that he didn't get to meet them,
and
right?
It was his birthday, and they did a video for him, for
That's
me,
right.
And they made up a rap. They did a freestyle a rap, and it was about eat your vegetables. Something about Tommy, eat your vegetables. Because they were so ripped.
Yeah.
Remember, they were so stoned.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's my favourite thing, maybe, Wu-Tang coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Well, I'm interested to see how far this goes with this podcast. Like, what's the...
Yeah, like, Kings of Dubai, just drop me a line.
No,
as long
I mean,
as
like, what's
lion.
The biggest celebrity that you think may appear on this podcast at some point? Or do you have a dream? Like, is it, like, Meryl Streep? I'm just throwing it out there, mate.
No.
But like, who would you
I
like?
I do love her, but I
no,
mean.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think of someone really unattainable. She'd be hard to get on radio. But like,
yeah,
is there a guest? Is there a guest that you would, the Dalai Lama would be a great one.
I've partied with His Holiness, so done.
How would he go with the secrets?
Just giggle and he wouldn't understand them. Yeah. We'd spend a lot of time with me explaining to him what was going on.
She put a butt plug in where?
Yeah.
Dominoes.
There'd be a lot of explaining going on, bless. I think Aniston's crew is edgy, but they'd be fun. Like, I saw a photo of her at lunch a few weeks ago. She's there with, like, Jason Bateman and his wife, Jimmy Kimmel and his wife, Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell. Just this really cool table.
Mm.
And they were out somewhere in the Hamps, you know.
Mm.
And I think Aniston would be amazing fun. Remember when she was going out with that grub? John Mayer, and then they broke up, and then he wrote that song, Heartbreak Warfare. And there was, and I always think that's about her, and there's a great line. It says, red wine and Ambien, you're talking shit again. And I always think, that's Aniston. And I think, yeah, she's my girl.
Mm.
I think me and Aniston, some red wine and Ambien, one of her beautiful houses with her dogs around the pool.
Yeah.
And Don Don's, obviously. Yeah. I mean, I think that would be a top night.
Yeah, she seems very... For someone who's so famous,
yeah,
just very down to earth.
I think so. I think she's a real
girl. Do you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you saying that for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think she would fit into Donna's spa so easily, so well. You know, I think she's a girl's girl, and I think
she's intelligent.
She's smart. She's funny. She gives zero fucks.
Yeah.
She loves her dogs. I think she's cool.
Yeah.
You know, she's dumped some of the hottest guys in the world.
Has she George Clooney'd it? As in?
No, I think. Oh, you tell know, me. As in?
Go no, on. No. George, you know how George Clooney just, you know, kind of cruised through life, didn't really worry too much about these like long term relationships for a while, and everyone was kind of like, is he ever going to settle down? And then in his 50s, kind of met a male, and then you know has moved on.
Mm.
Has she been doing the female version of that, where it's just like, look, I fucking, yeah, guys, but fuck, I just want to do my own thing and then...
Yeah, maybe.
Or has it been heartbreak for her, do you think?
I think she's had a few heartbreaks, but she still hangs out with her last ex, that stunning Thoreau, Justin Thoreau. You know, they still hang out, so that tells me something, that she must be at a place where she's like, this isn't working, you don't like LA, I'm not moving to New York, too many rats. So, see ya. but let's root when we're in the same city.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not an idiot.
Yeah.
And then, but hangs out with her girls most of the time. Yeah. And, you know, she's just cool. Isn't she cool?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think Aniston.
I actually wonder if there's anyone that doesn't like her.
Yeah, there's heaps of people who don't like her.
Oh, really? Who?
Just people. No, sorry, I've had an Ambien and a bottle of wine. But no, but there are definitely people.
I've never seen anyone say anything bad about her. Really.
Yeah, well, there's people now because, you know, now she says things. She's a woman who speaks. And now she says things like, oh, I'm sick of cancel culture. It's all stupid.
I did see this.
Yeah, you know. And so people go,
yeah.
Oh, shut up, Aniston. Or she'll say, oh, you couldn't make friends now because, you know, people hate jokes. And people go, oh, how dare you?
Mm. Well, okay, there's a goal. Let's try and get
Aniston.
Let's see Like, I don't know what the goal's going to be yet.
You're very good at this.
But now, I think...
Just tell me you've got her. Just tell me you've got her for next Thursday.
Next Thursday? Fucking hell. All right, Secrets and Sparkles.
Oh, great.
It's actually red wine today,
mate. It actually is.
Let's be honest.
Cheers to Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Cheers, okay, cheers, cheers, cheers.
Well, let's get into a secret or four.
Yeah, here we go. This is the first secret.
I'm sleeping with my best friend's partner.
Jesus Christ.
And I secretly want to leave my husband.
Short and sweet.
I'll say. Power packed. Okay, sleeping with your best friend's partner and secretly want to leave your husband.
What do you think's worse, cheating on your husband or getting with your best friend's partner?
Really good question. I like how you've...
Can I just critique that mic technique? I'm so sorry to do this.
I know, it drives me mad.
I'll compress the hell out of it.
He's just going to compress it. I mean, let him be him.
I know, it's because of the angle that you're on. You're always talking to
but
Michelle
just let him
off mic.
But he's
mate,
editing
it'll be compressed.
I'm just throwing it out there.
It's doing my fucking head in.
And you know why you're going to hate this, what I'm about to say? It's because you're old school. You and
I am old school.
You and I are... What are we?
We're
broadcasters.
You're a podcaster.
You and I are broadcasters.
I'm merging into this.
You and I are broadcasters.
You know
sorry,
gonna be,
I didn't
no, no, no. You know what's going to be
it's
awesome? No. We're going to keep in all that.
Yeah, I know.
The listeners are going to hear how loud what I said to you was.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, wow, Matt was right.
No,
right?
They'll always be on your side. Yeah. I know. But I just, if you need to talk into the microphone.
It's fascinating.
Okay, but can we talk about the setup here?
Yeah.
Let's get you on this. Maybe you need to be on my side.
Listen, it's going to be an interesting, I mean, fascinating chat for other people to listen to. But what's happening?
I play third fiddle here. Mm-hmm. We all know this.
This is a great.
I think that's your choice.
That's my choice.
Because
we were
encouraging.
I know.
And then you shocked us by being a Gen Z that didn't want to talk.
I mean, you're a millennial.
I'm a true crime
thought
guy.
You were, yeah.
That's what the people need to know. I'm the true crime guy. Yeah, Bags is the Can We Be Real. I graciously have, because I've set us up today with these microphones. I've given Bags and Michelle these microphone, what do you even call them, handles that you can move around in whatever angle you're on. I'm on this... What do you even call it?
A stick stand.
Yeah. I don't have the versatility of you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. We done?
So, how's the secret going?
Okay. So, the secret is going like this. Okay. Jesus. The secret is, back to Matthew's excellent question, which is worse, sleeping with your best friend's partner or cheating on your husband?
Yeah.
I think it's, oh God. Oh, I think it's cheating on your best friend. Is that
worse?
I think it's worse.
I reckon
no?
husband.
I don't know.
Cheating on your husband.
Yeah.
You are a husband, so that's why. You're men, so that's why you think that's worse.
No, but it doesn't have to be husband. Cheating on your spouse, I think, is worse.
I suppose a lot of people will say your spouse should be your best friend. It's
absolutely
hard. It's very hard. Oh, girl, you have to end all of what's happening. I think
fresh.
You either have to stop the cheating or drop your husband and get with the guy you're cheating with. Mm. This current situation cannot stand.
What are your thoughts on once a cheater, always a cheater? Because...
No, I don't think so. No, I think there's
everyone
lots
has
of,
their moments.
Yeah, not everyone, but I think there are lots of different ways and reasons to cheat. Mm. I think some people might cheat once in their life and never again. Yeah.
Because if you were with someone when they were cheating, you know, that thought.
Yeah.
If they're willing to do it to them, are they going to...
Dr. Phil, if he cheated with you, he'll cheat on you. I must admit, remember I told you I was with the guy and I was his side piece. And he was in a long-term relationship and I really liked him a lot. But I liked our just one night a week, you know, at the time. I was not interested in him breaking up with his girlfriend at all. But then he contacted me maybe, I don't know, 8 months later after we broke up and said, oh, I'm single. And I was like, oh. And then I thought, nah, actually. Because I thought, no, I'd never trust you. I would never trust you, ever.
Mm.
So, yeah, maybe I do think once a cheater, always a cheater, actually.
Yeah.
From my own perspective.
How do you file it?
It's not completely understandable. I think, oh, be careful. And I think you can't, you're probably going to lose everybody if you're not very careful. You're going to lose your partner, your best friend, and your side route.
Well, and also other people, like collateral damage.
Right. If everyone finds out, oh God, you're going to be...
Yeah, you're going to be alone.
The shit. And hello to our Scottish listener too, by the way. I'll find her name shortly, who said she'd never heard the term root before, but now she's incorporating it into...
Root?
Her vocab. Yeah, she's like,
ooh. Because it's so Aussie, isn't it, root?
Apparently.
I don't think Americans are saying root.
I suppose no. I never thought of it that way, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
The English.
No, yeah, they're not. They're not. They're like shagged or
shag.
All right, this is secret number two.
Hello, I'm from New Zealand. You said you want the one from us.
I do.
I went to a clothing outlet store, which was selling top label stuff 75% off.
Ooh.
The skirt I bought was $81. The lady looked at the label upside down, only charged me $18.
Oh.
It was 20 years ago, and I still feel bad about it now.
Oh, God.
Love the show.
I love New Zealanders.
Yeah, such a kind secret.
Oh, God, you guys are gorgeous.
Yeah.
I still feel bad about it. How many years ago was it? Too many. I was just too busy listening to the musical lilt of your accent.
Mm.
Even as your voice was changed, I could still hear it, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Perfectly understandable.
It's a perfectly understandable.
Perfectly understandable. Yeah. Does anybody else remember Magda Szubanski's thigh slippers?
No.
Sketch? Oh, she used to do it on Full Frontal and she'd go, oh, yeah, I can't remember what her name was. And she'd go, something or other, it's thigh slippers. And she'd sit there and she was on A Current Affair and she was a New Zealander and she'd thigh slippers. And I used to do it for my mum. And yeah, and we loved it. So, yeah, that's where I get my New Zealand accent from. But I have to do it very slowly or I lose it. That was beautiful. God, New Zealanders are gorgeous. Yeah. Never met one I didn't love.
No, they are great people. Do you think everyone's happier in New Zealand? Like, are they a happier country than Australia? Because
they
always seem more kind and nice and like more chilled out. I think, yeah.
Oh, you'd think if they were happier, they'd stay there.
True.
But they
all
don't.
Love the Gold Coast. Yeah. They all move to the, like 30% of the Gold Coast is Kiwis.
The Goldie or Bondi, they move to Bondi a lot.
Yeah.
But God, it's beautiful. Oh, have you ever driven around it? Have you done that trip?
We've never been there. I'd love to.
Tommy Little and I did it,
yep.
And we loved it.
Yeah.
And God, I've said this before, they do have a lot of sheep, though. I mean, they could really stand a cull to lay off the sheep, guys. But it's just gorgeous.
Yeah. All right.
That's right. We were talking about that idea of making us one country, weren't we, a few weeks ago?
That's right.
Barnaby Joyce reckons we should.
We'll just have that.
We should be one country. What are you guys doing over there? Get over here. that's right. And I support it. What a beautiful lady. Well, only because I love New Zealanders and I want to,
we want to be together, but I don't know if they want us.
No.
We're the big old arrogant bloody.
Yeah.
It's like America and Canada.
Oh, Canada definitely doesn't want it. But I love it.
Mm.
I'd love to see that skirt, if you wouldn't mind sending us a picture.
Yeah. All right. This is secret number three.
So my secret is my first boyfriend years ago, when we were messing around in the shower once, he ended up fucking me with his toes. And yeah, I didn't think much of it at the time. It just happened. And now with my current partner, he has very large feet, and I find myself looking at his feet and his very long toes and thinking what it would be like if he fucked me with his toes.
Yep. What would it be like if you just got that in me?
How big are these toes?
Oh, just gorgeously bloody big.
But also, how are you? I mean, toes, well, my toes, right, are all like they're all together. Right?
Mm.
How are you getting one toe in?
It's clever.
Like, are you, can you leave the big toe straight and then bring all the others down?
I've got no
You can't do that? Yeah, I can get the big toe out.
How
by itself.
Far out? Like, I've got no shoes on at the moment. I can get it out. Look, see?
Yeah, okay. Look at that nail.
I have got that. And my nails are painted as well. Like, I get pedicures.
Yeah.
And I'd have to say to the girls, look, really, they go, you want it shorter? I'd have to say, yeah, a lot shorter, because I'm planning on fucking someone with that. So you're going to have to really buff that.
Yeah.
And is that non-toxic, that paint? Because that's going to be dead set inside someone. Mm. So,
toe fucking.
Plus, I can see how I can get my other toes down quite a ways, but I don't know if that's down far enough.
That's what I mean.
And plus, I'm
how much penetration are you getting there?
And my foot's starting to cramp already. And this is just from demonstration.
Yeah.
God.
Not you're not actually, just so that it's
clear. I'm not fucking you with my toe as we speak.
I'm just casually sitting here listening.
Yeah. But some people do have crazy long toes. I'm going to say to this beautiful person who has so kindly shared this with us, look.
In the shower.
I fell over in the shower and landed on his toe. Mm. Like, how does that happen?
Bit of soap.
Yeah.
You know.
That was a plan.
Do you think he planned it? Do you think he
boyfriend number one's a toe fucker.
He
for sure.
slid the door open thinking.
Yeah. He's like.
I'm gonna.
I fuck people with my toe. He's that guy, right? It's not his first time.
Yeah.
At the toe-dio. Oh god, just make it up. But now I think she should really open the door again with her boyfriend. I think she should say to him, "Fuck me with your toe."
And then, who's having that conversation? That's a really. Even as you said that, I was thinking, no way. How do you bring that up? Even if it's happened to you before.
Yeah.
Where do you start there?
Look, I think you've got to just start there. I don't think.
You don't warm up. You just go bang.
Yeah, I don't think you're walking up to it. I don't think you're going, hey, let's talk about interesting things that we could try sometime. No, I don't think so. I think.
Yeah. Do women look at men's feet a lot?
I don't.
Because
I've never.
The whole, like, you know, the size of the foot, the size of the package kind of thing. Like, is that a thing you guys are always doing?
I don't believe that. I think that's Labradors. I don't think it means. Your man's got a big cock. I don't believe that. I could be wrong. I don't know. I could be wrong. But the toe, I think you should ask your man. I think you should tell him the entire story, see how he goes.
Mm.
There's only one way to find out. And if you're lusting after his toe, you should put it out there.
Mm.
Could be glorious.
Maybe, as an idea, begin with toe sucking.
Yeah. Oh,
do you know what I mean?
God, like, I hate that. Yeah.
Have you ever had someone do that?
No.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't like
tinea.
I don't like toenails. I'm really put off by toenails.
But also feet. They stink.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. And mine are pedicured. Like you know, mine are like as good as they get, to be honest with you. I'm not up myself about my feet.
I looked at them. I was going to give him a compliment, but then I thought that could be creepy.
No.
So can I compliment you? You've got nice feet.
Thanks. I mean, they're okay.
I have a foot fetish.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, you've got actually, I thought, to be honest with you, I didn't expect your feet to be that tidy.
Gosh, how did you expect them to be?
They're ultra, ultra, like, perfect.
Yeah, well, yeah, I do my best.
Now you're offended.
No, I'm not offended at all.
I'm trying to compliment you, but I,
it is a compliment because, you know what, I years ago worked with some boys who talked about women all the time in the studio, and it was so stressful for me. Mm. And one of the things, like, it just gave me so many hang-ups. And one of the things one of them said once, I'll never forget it, was that he really liked this girl, but he noticed once that she had little hairs on her toes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd never noticed that. I'd never occurred to me before. And then that day I went home and noticed that I had little hairs and they're like blonde.
Mm.
But it just became another one of my hang-ups that I thought was hideous. And so it's just one of those things that I...
I'm going to sound like one of those asshole guys now because I did date a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
Now
but
we're
whatever.
Giving all of our listeners another hang-up. They're all going to look at their toes
Okay, so this was... So you got the big toe.
Mm.
And then the next two toes, and they were webbed, right?
Right. Mm.
And then
I thought
it kept
you were
going
say they were
on.
Longer.
No, that's fine. But the webbed thing for me, I'd have to say was a bit of like a.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm.
Yeah, no. Okay.
I'm not liking the.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge.
It's just a challenge.
I understand. Yeah, but some people are into it. I've heard people.
Webbed feet.
Yeah, I've heard people be into it.
Yeah.
So
exactly, there's different strokes for different folks, right?
You.
But for me, it was just a no.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah,
but you don't have those.
I don't. But
anyone that has webbed,
yeah,
there are people out there for you.
It would, yeah, definitely. I've met them. But it wouldn't matter to me if your toes were webbed, if they were long, if they were short. I'm not sucking them because I don't like the thought of the idea of a toenail toe in my mouth. I can imagine it scratching the top of my palate and I'm just like, no. Let alone fucking me with it. I'm like,
totally.
No.
I think I've got a fungus on one of my toenails.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I don't.
I had athlete's foot when I was a swimmer.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, woo. Like, I don't want to shame you, lady, sexy toe lady. You go for it, girl.
We're talking about feet in general here.
Yeah,
we're not shaming anyone in particular.
No, you tell your boy. Tell your boy, and he, with a bit of luck, will say, oh, God. I wondered when you were going to ask. I've had the horniest toe since the night we met.
All right, this is secret number four.
So a few years ago, I was working in mining in admin, and the executive assistant that was part of our team didn't like a lot of us. So when she found out that I had a 30th birthday party and I didn't invite her, she accused us all of bullying her and singling her out. And a whole bunch of us got into trouble. So I sent her dog poo in the post for Christmas via registered post. And she was pretty rattled by it because she didn't know who sent it to her.
Yeah.
And went to the only cop that was in town to try and figure out who did it and trace it back. And the cop pretty much just told her to piss off. And said to her, well, what did you do that was so bad that warranted someone feeling the need to post poo to you? And yeah, she never got to the bottom of it.
Wow. She's pretty rattled. She's pretty rattled by it when she received that dog shit in the mail.
I love the cops like, what did you do?
Yeah, well, you're a pretty dog shit human, Bev. So what did you do to receive the mail?
Police aren't saying that, are they?
Are you joking?
I don't know. You guys work with the
police. That's their bread and butter.
Yeah, mate.
That's how they make
what
a living.
What did you do?
That's their act.
Is it really?
Well, it is a bit. And
what did you do to get murdered?
I mean, no, she hasn't been murdered, mate. She
No, but you know what I mean?
Like, she just got a bloody post pack full of dog shit. Like, she hasn't been murdered. And it's a small town. And you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say word was out about this lady.
Yeah.
She's a dog shit human.
Geez, there's a lot of dog shit flying around here because there was the lady that.
Fair bit.
There was the guy that was flinging dog shit over the celebrity's fence that you hate.
I can guarantee you if that lady went to the cop shop and said, oh, someone's throwing dog shit over my fence, the copper would say,
What did you do, mate?
What did you do? Because everyone knows she's a dog shit human. And so is her old man with his fucking bandana.
All right, let's not get too
obviously,
into it.
Yeah. But look, I think in a small mining town, people know who's who in the zoo.
Totally.
And I think that the word was out about this lady, but God, fancy, because you're not invited to a birthday party, your reaction is to go the people who didn't invite you. Like, that's not going to get you invited next time.
No.
Have a look at yourself, Beth. Yeah. Have a look at yourself and go, why aren't I invited? Maybe it's because I'm the kind of person who cracks the shits when I don't get invited to things and accuses people of bullying me. It's sad.
But we've all been hurt.
We have.
Have we followed through with a dog poo, on the doorstep kind of scenario? No, we haven't. But
this
we've
girl,
all been hurt.
That's a whole other issue. She's been accused of bullying, which she hasn't done. So then she reacts by bullying the lady.
Yeah.
Sending dog shit. And then the copper goes, what did you do to deserve it? Yeah. I mean, maybe it's time for this lady to try a new mining town. The boss.
Yeah.
It's time for her to pick up sticks and FIFO the fuck out of there. try another mine.
Yeah.
Try and start afresh.
Kalgoorlie.
Yeah. Try and start afresh in a different mine.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. That's good advice. And how do you file it?
I file it all perfectly understandable, I think, to be honest. Try a new mine, love, and try and be friendlier when you get to the new mine.
Yeah. If you've got a secret and you want to share it with Michelle, all you have to do is go to the link in the bio, or you can go to the Instagram page where the link tree is there and give us your secrets.
Hey, Hey guys, I'm sure you're aware of this, very, very aware, because I know you both follow Coldplay's movements very closely.
Not at all.
Don't bullshit me, mate. But look, Coldplay are currently touring the US, and something really alarming happened in the mosh pit. Who knew they had a mosh pit, but they do, and something alarming happened in the mosh pit like about 5-6 days ago, and that is that a couple was arrested for having sex in the Coldplay mosh pit.
And how do you do that?
I don't even know how
you do that.
Are
people standing around?
I don't know. And it got me thinking because
And sex.
Right.
Like, let's spell that out.
Actual.
That's penis in vagina.
Actual penetrative sex, right. And
on a floor.
I know. But, I mean, it's tight. I guess you can use people for leverage, you know, other people, other revelers.
But everyone's there.
Oh,
isn't someone saying, like,
yeah, obviously
stop.
Someone said, oh, excuse me, security, someone's having sex over here and I don't like it. And so they were arrested and all that. But what troubled me, I guess troubled is the word, or what sort of fascinated me was what song really, you're with me, Matthew, right? Yeah. Like what was the song that really kind of got them to fever pitch, you know, where you're kind of, you're there, you're at Coldplay, that's exciting in and of itself, and then you're cuddling, you're pushing up against each other, it's close, it's hot, it's steamy, and then suddenly before you know it, oh my God, you're inside
me.
Oh God, is it Fix You?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, at the very end when the drums come
is
in.
Is it?
Are you going at this pace, like in?
Not at the start of Fix You. Maybe this is a...
Or you're just grinding at this point.
Yeah, like, I think
we're just a bit grinding.
And now that you say it, in my mind, the guy is definitely wearing button-up jeans. It's definitely a button fly. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a vibe. They're G-Star. And
they roll into another one.
Because he's an executive in an Australian radio
network. Totally.
It's Guy.
Yeah.
And they're a dark gene.
Yeah.
And is it Fix You or what else?
That's Fix You.
Yeah.
Or it could be.
Call it magic.
Oh, hang on.
A bit of magic.
Oh, this is a vibe.
It's got a rhythm. Yeah. So you can hit it. Hit it, you know? Hit it.
I don't even know this song. What era is this?
This is magic. This would be 2014.
Holy shit. Yeah, this has got a vibe. Yeah, see, I was on Nova Drive at this stage. We weren't playing this sort of stuff.
You were.
Nah.
Yeah, you were, mate.
I suppose I wasn't listening to the music.
Yeah, what were you playing?
I don't know. I don't feel like we were playing this. All I'd have to ask Blackwell, but what else do we have?
So then I took my...
Oh, yellow. It depends on how old you were. Maybe this is your first night out in a while. You got kids. You got a babysitter on.
But I'm really focused still on the rhythm. Yellow. Like, how do you root to this? Like,
oh, and now it's building. Ready? Come on. Oh yeah.
You might throw a double like beat in there.
And as I say, it's taking you back to your glory days. Yeah. You're paying for a babysitter. You want to make it count. Yeah, God, what a big night out, eh? Poof. What'd you do? We went to Coldplay, paid for a babysitter, got a root, got arrested.
Yeah.
Home in bed by 9:30. High five!
I mean, it's a great story, isn't it?
Great story.
For the barbecue?
Really good story.
Where did you guys root? At the Coldplay concert?
What do you mean? At the concert? At the actual concert.
During Fix You.
Well, we started during Fix You.
Yeah.
Yeah, then he lost his boner. Then we... Because, I mean, like, who are these people? I don't know that you're getting the job done in the space of one song.
It's the same kind of thing happening at a Beyonce concert.
Oh, shit, that's a whole other concert. Have you seen people posting their outfits to these gigs?
Wild.
I mean, you're going to get, there's a lot of glitter and glassware in the outfits. I mean, you'd be very brave to pull anything out at one of these gigs. I mean, people's outfits are made out of disco balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, don't. I don't recommend it.
At Beyonce.
No, I don't recommend it. Everybody on mute. No, God, no, don't, no. You got to be paying attention at this gig. Yeah, don't muck around. Coldplay, Jesus Christ. Oh, Mum and Dad, oh, no, stop.
All right, that is it for today's episode. If you have a secret that you want to share with Michelle, go to the link in the bio and we will see you next Thursday.
Yes.